Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord?
I hope you are. I believe you are happy to be here. Let me see your next song. Amen.
Tell your neighbor you are blessed to be here this afternoon.
Amen. Amen.
Here with more blessings.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That person has something about you in his head that you don't know. And so look at the person and tell the person, you are blessed to be here. Because you are going to be pregnant with a blessing. And you are going to give birth to a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Say, I am blessed.
I am highly favored.
And the Spirit of God is upon me. I am a winner. And I will continue to be a winner. I will fly like an eagle across all nations. I will go beyond my own limits. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
This whole week is a fasting and prayer week. When it comes to fasting and prayers,
it
means we humble ourselves under the authority of God.
So that
we can have encounter with God.
So that we can have encounter with God.
And receive the blessings of God.
And the blessings of God.
And so we seek the face of God through fasting and prayer. The result of that is, we don't live out of this fasting and prayer the day.
We can't even solve the bed and
he makes us mean. He builds us. He revives us. And he brings us closer to him.
And he brings us closer to him.
And so you are blessed.
And this is where he says,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the thing was, what the Spirit says to the church.
And the thing was, what the Spirit says to the church.
We took it from Revelation chapter 1, verse
10. From Openbaring, hoofdstuk 1,
so that we can see it there. What the Spirit says to the church.
What the Spirit says to the church.
Anytime God will send message to his people,
it doesn't
matter whether it is good or bad. Every message that comes from God,
it's a good news.
It's a good news. Everybody say good news.
It's a good news.
The reason why is when you are in sin.
And
God tells you to repent.
And the Lord tells you to repent.
He doesn't want you to die in your sin. And so he has to repeat you all to punish you somewhere somehow so that you can repent and come back to him.
Dus hij moet jou. Hij moet jou zo straffen om jou te kunnen redden.
And that is why he tells you to repent.
And that is why he tells you.
And sometimes if things are not going well, and so God will come and tell you that it shall be well.
So God come and tell the thing that it will go well.
The motive or the thought of God presenting us is that it will do well, that it will be well with us.
And it will go well with us.
And so that is why he always speaks to us.
And always to us pray.
Now, when we look at the book of Revelation,
also kijken naar het boek van Openbaring.
Let us all open our book, the book of Revelation.
Laten we allemaal naar Openbaring gaan.
Chapter number 3 is the last book of the Bible. Revelation, the last book. And someone to read. Open 1 Peter chapter 2, verse
9. Verse 9.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what the glory He sheds on our way. Oh, what we do is to will. Oh, He abides with us still, and we are who trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey.
chapter 3, who is there?
The book of Openbaring, verse 3, who is there?
If you are there, stand up and read for me.
I should have read South and Lace, or should read?
Yeah, read from 3, the first, the letter to the service, from number 3, 3 to 6.
I'm reading from the NIV version to the Church of Sardis. To the angel of the Church of Sardis, write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Shall we all shout amen?
Amen.
The Bible says that he who has ears, let him hear.
Laat hem horen.
It doesn't mean that we don't have ears.
Het betekent niet dat wij geen oren hebben.
We all have ears.
We hebben allemaal oren.
But he who has ears,
maar zij die oren hebben,
let him hear.
Laat hem horen.
It means you can hear what I'm saying.
Het betekent dat je kan horen wat ik zeg.
But to put it into practice or to apply it in your life,
maar om het toe te passen in jouw leven,
and that is the hearing.
Dat is het horen.
Hallo. God said in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse
9.
He said, you are a chosen people.
Je bent een gekozen
a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. People who are highly yes, anything.
royal.
I'm for your food.
Okay.
A royal priesthood. You
a koninklijke priester. Koninklijke priester.
Yes. Koninklijke priester. Yes.
Koninklijke priester.
A holy nation.
Een heilige natie.
People belong to God.
Deze mensen behoren tot God.
You belong to God.
Jij behoort tot God.
What is it?
You
belong to God.
Jij behoort tot God.
I said you belong to God.
Ik zeg jij behoort tot God.
It doesn't matter who you are.
Maar niet uit wie je bent.
Who? What? I mean, how you are.
Who you bent?
How big your sins are.
Who got your zonde?
You belong to God.
Jij behoort tot God.
God's eyes is on you.
God's eyes is on
you. And so He challenged you.
And so
you are gold in God's eyes.
Jij bent goud in God's ogen.
His hand is upon you.
Mijn hand is op je.
Never look down on yourself.
Kijk nooit neer op je.
Because you are a royal priesthood and a holy lady.
Want je bent een koninklijke priester.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said to the people of
Sardis. God said to the mensen van Sardis.
When we read the book of Revelation.
Here it is the book of Revelation.
He said that I know your deeds.
He said,
these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits.
Dit zijn de woorden van hem die de zeven geesten bevat.
Of God and the seven stars.
Van God over de zeven sterren.
I know your deeds.
Ik ken je daden.
You have a reputation of being alive.
Je hebt een reputatie dat je
leeft. But you are dead.
Maar jij bent dood.
Some people now are dead.
Sommige mensen leven daar.
The way they do their things.
Hoe doen hun dingen?
It looks like they are close to God.
Het lijkt niet dat ze
God. But they are dead.
God zijn, maar ze zijn dood.
When God is talking about death.
Wanneer God spreekt over
dood. It doesn't mean that physically you are dead.
Dat betekent niet dat je
dood bent. But it means spiritually you are encounter with God.
Dat jou.
There's a connection with God. It's no more there.
Het is niet meer daar.
Let's say like this life.
Laat het zeggen dit leven.
If it doesn't, if it is not connected to an electric.
Als het niet een connectie heeft met elektriciteit.
It will not shine.
Dan zal het niet schijnen.
But when we come here.
Maar als we hier komen.
We always see that it's there.
Dan zien we dat alles daar is.
But if it is not connected.
Maar als het niet geconnected.
It will not work.
Dan zal het niet werken.
So some Christians nowadays.
Sommige Christen deze.
Their life.
Hun leven.
Are like that.
Zijn
You see them coming to church.
You see them
holding the Bible.
You see them holding the Bible.
You see them posting messages on Facebook. Posting Bible texts through WhatsApp. But spiritually, they are dead. They are not connected. They are fake Christians. They are hypocrites. They are spiritually dead. Not connected to God. Absolutely not. And so God was telling them.
You
see, some of us. Sometimes ago we knew God.
And thankfully,
we were in trouble. But now, the connection is
broken.
You don't feel like coming to church.
You will be
when you are in church, when you wake up,
when you look at work,
each church is there fine. Each church is there fine.
Okay, it's okay.
You actually, it's multiplying you on the hand.
It doesn't matter where
the connection is becoming weak.
The connection was
I pray in the name of Jesus that God will revive you. God that you continue with God. Now it is you whose God is telling you to.
He
said to the people of Sardis, the church.
When
God says church,
when God says care,
church is not about this place. Because this is a building.
Well, this is a
gebouw. Without we being here,
and then you can say,
it is not church.
So this is again.
It is just a building.
It is gewoon een gebouw.
That is why you can see people.
Daarom kan je mensen zien.
The place that they do party when they are finished, people come and reach it.
Waar ze feest hebben, daar zullen mensen
in kerk komen.
Het is een gebouw.
But the church.
Maar de kerk.
Is the body.
Het is het lichaam.
It is us.
Het is wij.
And so he says that. Do you not know?
Weet jij dus niet
dat het body,
dat het lichaam,
is the temple,
is de tempel
of the Holy Ghost,
van de Heilige Geest.
Where the Spirit of God remains.
Waar de geest van God blijft.
If we come here,
dus als we hier samenkomen,
and that God's Spirit will come,
dan zal God's geest komen.
Because it says, where two or three are gathered
waar
twee of drie
mensen bij elkaar zijn gekomen,
it is there, I will
hij
come.
Is daar, ik zal komen.
So if we live here,
en als we hier weggaan,
we zullen hier, but God is not, it is this building to come.
En we zullen hier misschien zijn, maar dit blijft een gebouw.
Are you here with me?
Zijn jullie hier met mij?
But the body is the church.
Maar de maar het lichaam is
and so the letter to the church, which is you.
Dus het, but the boodschap naar de kerk.
He told them, he said, wake up.
Het zei, wakker.
Tell your friend, wake up.
Vertel je vriend, word wakker.
Take your neighbor, wake up.
Wake up. Word wakker.
If you are sleeping, wake up.
Slaap, word wakker.
When God is talking about sleeping,
wanneer God spreekt over slapen,
it means that you are spiritually you are sleeping.
Dat betekent dat je geestelijk slaapt.
You are not alive.
Je leeft niet.
You look very good.
Je ziet er goed uit.
But from inside.
Maar van binnen.
You are sleeping.
Slaap je.
You are filled with evil things.
Je bent gevuld met kwade dingen.
You come to church, you do everything, but your heart is filled with evil.
Je komt naar kerk en je doet alles bij.
Spiritually, you are sleeping.
Spiritueel slaap je.
People who are sleeping are people who think that they have a lot of things. They are comfortable with what they have. Our neighbor,
he knows who God is, but he doesn't need him.
You are sleeping.
You are slack.
And today God is telling you to wake up.
And the doctor will work it to work.
In the name of Jesus, if you will not wake up, I'm waking you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because even in our physical life,
but zelfs in onze fysieke leven,
some people if they are sleeping,
sommige mensen als ze slapen,
when they set alarm on,
wanneer ze alarm zetten,
and alarm goes on,
en de alarm gaat af,
they put it off,
dan zetten ze het uit,
and they sleep,
en dan gaan ze slapen.
Also someone will come.
Want tot iemand komt.
And say, hey, I have a little brother.
Ik heb een kleine broertje.
A time ago, he has to, I got outside through Bakker.
He always woke up early.
Sometimes he wake up 5 in the morning.
Soms 5 uur in de ochtend.
And 6 or 6 in the morning.
Om 6 in de ochtend.
And then I will put on alarm.
En dan zal ik een alarm zetten.
I will be sleeping.
En dan zal ik slapen.
When the alarm breaks, I put it off also.
Als de alarm mag, gaat, doe ik het uit.
Because sleeping is lekker.
Want slapen is lekker.
And then this boy will come to my room.
En dan zal deze jongen naar mijn kamer komen.
And then he will say, Mama, sorry.
En dan zal hij zeggen, ouder, ben wakker.
He said, Mama, sorry.
Ouder, ben wakker.
And I will say, I'm sorry.
Dan zeg ik, jij, ben wakker.
Sometimes I will not even react.
zoals reageert hij eens?
Then he will sing a song.
Dan zal hij niet zingen.
That he knows that I've been feeling all the day.
Hij weet dat ik heb het altijd gevoeld.
En kan ik het hier niet veranderen? Mama, mijn zoon, he will start to sing in the song.
I saw the lead singer.
Do you know that I've been playing this song all the time? Do you know that when you sing, maybe I will sing
that. So I read that the beat also.
And
so
if you go in my room, I'll jump on the bed. Hey. And so if you are sleeping today, and you are not waking yourself
up,
I'm waking you up. Because I want you to get closer to
God.
And so he said, strengthen what remains.
And I said, maak sterker wat er overblijft.
The little thing that you have.
De kleine dingen die je hebt.
My brother, my sister,
friend. My sister, maak het sterker.
2018. Be close to God.
Word dichter bij God.
Motivate yourself.
Motiveer jezelf.
Listen, here in Europe.
Here in Europa.
If you choose not to serve God.
Als je kiest
om niet te serveren.
Dan ben je van iemand je forceren.
You will be saying of you. You want us to call you to motivate you to come and before you come to church.
You know something you have to
nobody has
time to nobody excited.
And so motivate yourself.
Motivate yourself.
Strengthen what remains.
Not strength what the
you know God.
Yes, get food.
You know that he is.
Yes, baby, I is.
Come to him.
Go to him.
The little that you have.
Explain what you have.
It is the little that God will bless to make it small. And so motivate yourself.
Motivate yourself.
Tell yourself, motivate yourself.
Motivate yourself.
Motivate yourself.
Motivate yourself.
Listen what remains.
My sense of what you're over again.
Come closer to God.
Go to this is my hope.
And he said, remember. For I have not found your deed complete in the sight of God, my God. Remember therefore what you have received and yet obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Serbia who have not sold their clothes. They walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He has an ear, let him hear. Now God is saying,
you said God,
if you hear his word,
als jij zijn woord hoort,
obey and repent.
Gehoorzaam en keer je.
He wants you to come closer to him.
Hij wil dat je dichter bij hem
komt. And that's why he's telling you to wake up.
En dat is waarom hij zegt dat je moet wakker worden.
The book of Matthew chapter 13.
The book from Matthäus.
Verse 25. Matthew chapter 13 verse 25, it says that when men sleep,
when men sleep,
when you sleep,
when you sleep,
the devil will come.
Mm-hmm. And the devil will come
and then plant everything that he wants.
And not being plant what he will.
Because the Bible says that if a strong man is in your house,
when it's a sterk man in your house,
no thief, no anyone can come.
He
can't be just like that.
He's spoken and never come.
Because there is a strong man who is Jesus is in your house.
There's a sterk man in your house.
The moment that you sleep,
there's a moment that you sleep.
And the Jesus that remains in you,
and the energy in your head,
you are carrying it.
And
you are the woman that you speak, the devil will come, and then everything that you want to put in your life, you
face.
And before you wake up, and when I've been growing,
it's on through you.
And then you cannot take them out again.
And okay, you may ask him.
I can say, oh, please, Francis,
so that you can be praying.
And then the time is up.
And then this is
now, but God said that those who hear and repent,
the Bible said, have you both and
care? They will dress like queen pants.
To do it in victory play for
if someone is that you want to say that you
is a part of is all part of that
when you hear, obey and repent.
When your word gives and towards them, so our part of that
is sure for you.
Then it's later for you.
And God says you be part of it.
And
so if you are sleeping, wake up.
Because as you sleep, we're darker.
Let's jump to the church of Philadelphia.
Laten naar de kerk van Philadelphia.
Yes, amen. We are reading from 7.
We gaan verder van 7.
Because of the time, I'll cut it.
Door de tijd ga ik het even kort maken.
If you are not growing in faith,
als je niet groeit in geloof,
no love,
geen liefde,
no unity,
geen eenheid,
it means spiritually you are not up.
Dat betekent dat je niet wakker bent.
You are down.
Je bent beneden.
Be alert and be watchful. Amen.
Hilarious.
Now the church in Philadelphia.
The church in Philadelphia.
Who are these people?
You have to answer.
He said, to the angels of the church in Philadelphia, write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the keys of David. What he opens, no one can stop. And what he shall, no one can open. Now may the Lord open a door of blessing in your life. May God, may the Lord open a door of favor in your life.
Amen.
A door of grace. May God open it. 2018. It will be your year. The job that you are looking for. Education. He said, if God opens it, nobody can stop. Nobody can close it. And in the name of Jesus, may God open it. If it is closed, I stand upon the word of God. And I open it. In the name of Jesus, doors of blessing, promotion. May you receive that door at the working place. May that door be open. Sometimes you can go to, sometimes in life. Can you sort of a part of friend
code? You can come to a certain point
that you know that this is
for you.
But there is something that is
wrong.
You can't go further. But you know that this thing you want to be
taken.
And you can get for something is not for you. It is true that God is telling you that it is open. No one can stop. For in the name of Jesus, wherever you are now, at the point of life, every door that is closed before you, may that door be open. In the name of Jesus, may that door be open. May God push you through. And he said, if I close
it,
nobody can stop. Now, nobody can open
it.
Now, any door, which has been opened.
The open stuff.
For your enemies.
For your family.
To come against you.
Oh, thank you, God.
May that door close. You see, sometimes when you are at people, you are going to travel. And you go late. If the door is closed, you can't go. Because you have not obeyed what they told you.
But you're reaching more than we planned.
And so the people who were in, they would go.
The men, the business, the
hand. At the end of the day, Jesus, if
some profit and you want to open, out in their open is.
That is not letting you move forward.
Let your meat for that last.
Doors of failure.
Deuren van falen.
Doors of disappointment.
Deuren van teleurstelling.
Het is maar een opwacht. Nou ja, niet aan het zetten.
Ja, zo je citeert, maar je wordt steeds geweigerd.
Schoen opwacht, nou ja, en kom.
Je wilt naar een school toe, maar het gaat niet. God vertelt aan u dat.
That door will close.
Die deur zal hij niet.
And he will open the door that is in front of you.
En hij zal de deur openen
die voor u is. In
Jezus naam.
All doors.
Alle deuren.
Some who are closing now over. Who is this man with you? Now what? Do you know that electric door?
The electric door.
And when the door sees your
when your door, your shadow sees,
automatically.
Dan zal automatisch opengaan. Dan zal je gaan.
I pray that spiritually.
Ik bid dat spiritueel.
Met deze doors.
Met deze mogen deze deuren.
Be like that.
Zo yes. Gaan.
We also have some doors.
We hebben ook sommige deuren.
I have experienced that when someone
wanneer iemand gaat,
when someone enters that door,
dat iemand naar die deur loopt,
the back needs to close.
Dat de achterkant
dicht moet. Before the another person can enter.
Voordat een andere persoon kan binnenkomen.
Don't attempt to cope with the back. It will close.
Probeer niet met die persoon te gaan, maar dat zal dicht gaan.
En wat zijn drivers who are here?
Vooral mensen.
You know, if you have tickets and you put it inside, it will open for you. But when the other person tries to go, hey, bam.
Wanneer je tickets hebt en je probeert te gaan, dan zal jij gaan. Maar iemand achter jou moet ook gaan, dan lukt het niet.
The blessings that God has for you,
de dingen die God voor jou heeft.
And so God will not allow them to partake of your blessing.
God zal hen dus niet jouw dingen
in. Receive your blessing in the name of Jesus. Every door stands closed.
Elke deur die dicht is,
if you open,
laat je open gaan.
I believe my doors are open.
Ik geloof dat mijn deuren open zijn.
And so with faith, I'm going to
pray. En dus met geloof dat mijn regelingen
vallen. And that is what you have to do.
En dat is ook wat jij moet doen.
In school.
Op school.
If there is a time coming.
als er examens aan de
hand dat je hebt.
Geloof dat je zal slagen.
Believe that you have it.
Dat je het al hebt.
Don't wait and say, I'm waiting for the results.
Wacht niet en wacht op de
resultaat. I have it.
Je hebt het.
I have passed.
Ik ben geslaagd.
The Bible says that faith without works.
De Bijbel zegt dat geloof zonder
werken
is dood.
By faith, you have it.
Maar bij geloof heb je het.
And so say, and let the weak say, I'm strong.
Dus laat het zo zeggen bij sterk.
Even though when the result comes and you are failed,
zelfs als de resultaat komt en je hebt gefaald,
that doesn't mean you will never get it.
Dat betekent niet dat je nooit zal krijgen.
It means that God needs you to be strong.
Dat betekent dat God wil dat je sterk doet.
So that next time you can conquer.
Zodat de volgende keer je kan overwinnen.
And so in the name of Jesus,
in Jesus' name,
you are dead.
Ben je daar?
Amen.
Amen.
And so he says that.
And says this.
And the doors that I close no one can open. I know that you have little strength. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews though they are not, but are liars. I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial. Listen, those who take God serious.
Like the men who take serious names.
Those who take the commandment of God serious.
Men die de geboden van God serieus nemen.
God will set a table before your enemy.
God zal een tafel voor jouw vijanden maken.
God will not let you fall.
God wil je niet laten vallen.
His eyes is always on you.
Zijn ogen zijn altijd op jou.
He said, yes, you have kept. He said, yes, I know that the little that you have.
Ik weet dat klein wat je hebt.
He said, you have little.
Je hebt klein.
Weinig. I know that you have little.
Ik weet
yes, you have kept and have not denied my name.
Maar je hebt behouden en je hebt niet mijn naam.
The little you have, you have kept it, you have not denied God's name.
Het klein wat je hebt, je hebt het behouden en je hebt God's naam behouden.
There is a great blessing remaining.
En dus is er een grote zegening voor jou.
People are liars.
Mensen zijn leugenaars.
Those who are fighting against you.
Mensen die slechte dingen.
Those who are tempting you.
Mensen die jou verleiden.
The last time I told you, if they are talking about you.
Laatste keer dat je als over jou praat.
Let them talk.
Je hebt te praten.
You are affected. If you are not affected.
Je bent affected.
You are not being recognized.
Als je niet affected bent, dan zal je niet herkend worden.
So when they are talking.
Dus wanneer ze praten.
When they are gossiping.
Wanneer ze roddelen.
Let them gossip.
Laat ze roddelen.
Because they don't have nothing important to do.
Want ze hebben niks belangrijks om te doen.
You have important
things. Jij hebt belangrijke dingen om te doen.
You are a chosen people.
Je bent een gekozen persoon.
You
are blessed. Je bent gezegend.
You don't care. And so when they are talking.
Dus wanneer ze praten.
They are wasting their energy.
Zijn ze hun energie aan het verspillen.
They are talking that you promotes you.
Het is zelfs een gepraat dat jou promoveert.
And so what about they are going to keep them.
Dus. Waar ze ook zijn, je geeft ze geen tijd.
God zei, just one thing that I will do.
God zei, er is één wat ik zal doen.
I will forget them.
Ik zal hem vergeten.
And then press on towards the goal.
En dan verder gaan naar het doel.
Because the moment that you return back.
Want het moment dat jij omdraait naar je tijd, dan zal je falen.
As if you are not here, go for it.
Alsof ze er niet zijn, ga gewoon voor
het. Those who remain in his word and keep his word.
God zegt, men die hen in zijn woord behoudt.
He will reward them.
Hij zal hen beloven.
He said, since you have kept my command to endure patience, I will also keep you from hour of trial.
Ik zal je ook van het moment van verleiding weg.
That is going to come upon the whole world.
Die op heel
de
wereld
zal live on earth.
Om de mensen te testen die op aarde zijn.
Listen, if you keep God's word.
Luister, als jij Gods woord behoudt.
If you remain in Christ.
Als je in hem blijft,
you shall bear fruit.
Dan zal je vruchten baren.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it when you is it, let us read John chapter 15.
Laten we naar Johannes 15 gaan.
John chapter 15.
Johannes 15.
Vers 5.
Vers 5.
Hey, is someone there? You people are students too, so you people have to be fast.
You have to stand, but you shouldn't smell that.
Someone there.
Simon daar.
I'm there already.
Ik ben al daar.
The Bible says, I am the vine. And you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you. If you remain in me, and I in him. If a man remains in him, and I in him. If a man remains in me, and I in him. He will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and wiped. Listen,
Listen, if you remain in Christ,
you
will bear fruit.
So I trust about it.
And so, if you are a Christian and you are not bearing fruit, then you have to know where you are.
So you
and where you are standing.
And where you stand.
That one is up to you.
Now this is what you
from now going.
From up to you,
I pray that you shall hear fruit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Is it? And the Lord said that, I am coming to hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. Mm-hmm. He who overcomes, I will make, you are still at the Revelation. Revelation 3, no? I'm now at 11. He said, I am coming to hold on what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He whoever overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of God, the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name. He will have an ear, let him hear. Now, I'm bringing this Philadelphia Park Church into an end.
Ik breng het Philadelphia stuk naar het einde.
You see that if you remain in Christ.
Je ziet dat als je in Christus blijft.
If you believe in Christ.
En als je in hem gelooft.
We Christianity is not talking about it.
Christendom is niet praten over.
It is works.
Het is werken.
You see, the elder, being an elder is just a title.
Een elder zijn is gewoon een titel.
En die je doet niet aan dit.
Je kan het nou ook gewoon pakken.
When we go to heaven,
als we naar de hemel gaan,
you will not be ready. God will not say, you cannot say I'm pastor, so and so.
Dan kan je niet zeggen tegen God, ik ben pastor die en die.
I'm an apostle or I'm an elder.
Of ik ben een apostel of een elder.
I'm an evangelist.
Of een evangelist.
Your heart.
Your heart.
Who decide?
Dat zal beslissen.
Who you are.
Wie jij bent.
And so the fruit of the tree.
En dus de vruchten van de boom.
Decide what kind of tree it is.
Dat bepaalt wat voor boom het is.
It is not the name of the tree.
Het is niet de naam van de boom.
But you can say this is mango.
Want je kan zeggen dit is mango.
If I taste it and it's apple.
Maar als het een proef is, het is appel.
What is the right answer?
Dan wat is het juiste antwoord?
You get what I mean.
Begrijp wat ik bedoel?
So if you are Christian.
Dus als je Christen bent.
You can put the name on yourself.
Dan
ben Christian.
Waar je een naam op jezelf zet. Ik ben een Christen. Ben een Christen.
But if you go before God.
Maar als je voor God gaat.
It's not what about you talk.
Dan gaat het niet over wat je zegt.
It is about the heart.
Het gaat over het hart.
What remains in you?
Wat in jou blijft?
What is the Bible says that
it is what comes
out of the heart.
It is what out of
the
heart.
Not the title.
Niet de titel.
Not the covering of the also as if you are Maria.
Niet hoe jij je gedraagt als Maria.
Being in the nice suit, being in the covering your head with the
head
cap and everything. It's not about that.
Daar gaat het om.
When we meet God.
Als wij God tegenkomen,
our heart will decide.
Onze hart zal beslissen. De vruchten die je zal baren.
Of your neighbor.
Hou je van je buurman?
How do you think about your neighbor?
Hoe hou je van je naaste?
Have you forgiven him or her?
Heb je hem of haar vergeven?
You have something against her.
Heb je iets tegen hem?
How do you cooperate? How do you work? How do
hoe werk je?
Mend yourself with people.
Hoe ga je dan met om? Hou je van mensen?
Of je ook niet, maar op het chest.
Die man geen probleem heeft, dan zal hij zo lang behouden.
Now, when you go to God,
als je naar God gaat,
he will check your heart.
Kijk naar je hart.
And if there are a lot of things downloaded on your heart.
En als er heel veel dingen gedownload zijn in je hart,
God can take them.
Kan God ze nemen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The secret thing about Christianity is that we don't know where
God is. De heilige dingen van Christendom is dat
we weten niet where God is. To us, he wants us to be ready.
Dus elke keer als hij tot ons spreekt, dan wil hij dat we er klaar voor zijn.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, because of the time part,
door de tijd,
I will go fast through the last church.
Zal ik heel snel door de laatste kerk gaan?
The church of Laodicea.
Voor de kerk van Laodicea?
I don't know if it was a Spanish church.
Ik weet niet of het een Spaanse kerk was of iets.
But the Bible says that.
Maar de Bijbel zegt dat.
These are the words of God.
Amen. These are the words of God. Amen.
The faithful and true witness. The ruler of God's creation. He said, I know your deed that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Spit you out of my mouth. You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched,
full, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire. Now write that down. What could be around you? This verse, God is talking about people.
Deze vers spreekt God over mensen.
Who are not called, who are not born.
Die niet geldig word zijn.
The people who are uncircumcised.
Die mensen die Christen en niet Christen zijn.
You see today, you see them in this school.
Vandaag zien we in this
place. And you see them in the church.
And morgen zien we in de kerk.
The left is here.
Links is hier.
And the right is here.
En rechts is daar.
They are not cold.
Ze zijn niet koud.
They are not warm.
Ze zijn niet warm.
When the world is going.
Wanneer de wereld gaat.
They go.
Gaan ze.
When the church is going.
Wanneer de kerk gaat.
They go.
Gaan ze ook.
Actually, who are you?
Wie ben je eigenlijk?
We don't know what kind of person
you are. We weten niet wat voor persoon je bent.
So you think this
person,
this person, this person, this person, this person,
and he said he will spit you out.
Because you are not red, you are not white.
But you don't even eat this.
He wants you to be red.
I want you to
be red or be white.
Oh, big then.
So that when he knows you are wrong, you are black.
Of the ability to serpent.
He will make you better.
So that if you are red, you will
if
make
you are white,
then
you know. But if you are lukewarm people, are very bad.
But if you take different medicine, slap.
Lukewarm people.
Oh.
They are very dangerous.
So they know who fired it.
If you have a friend,
I say a friend has.
And this person is lukewarm people.
And they have the
first
is. Now,
you want to look.
Now, would you open them?
These people are dangerous.
These medicine are fired.
When you do something,
when you do it,
and they are there.
And then that
they'll tell you.
So this is that,
huh? You did very well.
You have heel goed gedaan.
You did very well.
You have heel goed gedaan.
But at his head.
Maar in de achterhoofd.
When he goes home.
When he's in the head.
He picks up the telephone.
Back to box the telephone.
Zafi, how I watched you.
Did you see I do worship?
Zafi, I was looking at what was to hand.
Did you see how what shoes he was wearing?
Zafi, I could see the armband was hard.
I did see the. I'm saying
this is
this
boy.
Who does that? Yes, it does. Yes, it
does.
Yes, it
does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it
does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it
does. Yes, it does. Yes,
look at the way
you're
treated. Because they are wicked.
Unless you know something.
Some people when you are working with them.
Some of the men when you're with them there.
They will assume like they are good with you.
So they don't say you're good with them.
But when you are finished with your work.
But when you come with you there.
You go home.
You're going to house.
And they will be talking about you to your boss.
Hope you're speaking.
They will be talking about you to your boss.
So they
will be talking about you to your
boss. You know
her. She says I know her.
Yeah, I said that.
She sits and listens.
And then
they went
and
said,
oh. And
I'm going to say, oh.
And I'm going to say, oh.
Lukewarmness.
You're loud.
When you come to church, the church is full of lukewarmness.
The church is full of loud men.
Elders.
Elders.
Members.
Members.
Deacons.
Deacons.
And the church.
And the name of the
lukewarmness.
Loud men.
In the church.
In the care.
And so the church is not grown.
And this through the care.
People are coming.
Men to go over.
They hear the message.
So what is word?
But the message is without power.
Maar het woord is zonder kracht.
They hear it. It has become like television news for them.
It is called television news for them.
What they hear is what they always hear.
What the word is
lukewarmness.
Louder.
The elder will tell you no.
Yeah.
You are good.
You are good.
This is what the pastor is saying.
This is what the pastor is
saying. He himself is the one who is destroying you.
And the person you are
when they go to meet you and you are not there,
meeting kind of
you come with your name.
So it's with your natural.
Talk about you, talk about you. Destroying you, destroying you. But when he sees you,
but when
you
are seen, bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's go
before
you
say, I see some kind.
I'll talk to you next to that day.
What?
Listen her.
Look on this.
Loud.
These people, they are very dangerous.
Make
and that is why God is saying that.
What of God said,
he will fight them out of their mouth.
Has also their legs.
If you are red, be red.
As you know, they're big room.
See, and these look on my people. Sometimes, when you want to go to somewhere,
as you ask them,
you ask them, will you?
You ask them, will you?
Me,
I don't want to go.
And then because they say they have faith,
and because you say they don't
you
do
it,
you
will say that
you won't do it.
And if you look at
the
one that you
and
see,
and I should have just get to see the person.
He's dead.
He's
dead. He's dead.
And don't
you
die?
You remember this kind of people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you go to them in a shopping center.
You have met in a single center.
My man, hey,
why did you do that? But I don't like it.
Oh.
Okay.
But you see him wearing
that. My thoughts, these thoughts are very clear. Actually,
not
that people show.
Not the same color, but different.
You see, this is clear, my other clear.
I hope you all know what kind of people I'm talking about. When they see this thing is nice,
they're
not nice. They're not the truth. You pull out your face. But because you talk with a good heart, you told them.
My man, who's her saying the name?
It got more deep and
deep and all that.
I heard. But the
why don't you say something else?
What is the system?
When you said deeper than this?
You go there.
So did I have.
Now what made you before?
And on the end of the
group of men people.
Now men.
God was private out of their mouth.
And so did I like people.
Do not, if you have them in your life,
I should say you need them.
I pray the name of Jesus.
Yes,
but God will open your eyes to discover them.
Open your eyes to them.
God, if he says, I will tie them out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. The rest of
so I will also hug you.
Is it going out of them?
If you have these people in your
life, I pray that you need them.
Walk them out.
Excuse me, then.
Straight away. Yeah. Because otherwise they will confuse you. They will make you, your life confused. They will make you life confused. Now they say, bring my message to an end.
You bring my book to an end.
Because God don't want us to pick things from the world.
God don't want anything from the devil.
And the thing from the devil, full and partial, he will stay with the darkness later.
And then we will do the things of the world.
So you want us to repent. You want us to pick things out of the world.
For the devil, as of later.
Nowadays, Christians, one of the things that we are taking from the world,
we do for the devil.
Everybody, especially when you go to internet.
But also an internet class.
A girl and a boy will be dating for so long.
And men and young still date for a long time.
Of course, they are dating.
Of course, they are dating.
And then you will see, one day you see the boy.
And not see your fancy.
The boy will be dating you, telling you that he wants to get to know you better.
And also the young girl will tell you that you are dating
for a long time. Yeah, I'll just give you that.
Everyone will be also checked.
And then one day,
and on anger,
you go to buy a ring.
So the ring can have it.
From I don't know whether at the time or whether. And then you look like you look like a woman that you yourself. Oh, I will see that.
And
but
you
don't have it forgotten.
But you have it forgotten.
And that you will see the boy coming.
And I see the young woman. I don't know
some guys will be like, I feel like they are designing.
And then they will come. And also
the scum. And then they
will come. Will you marry me?
And the girl will be standing.
And the man will be standing.
Oh! The people will be like, oh! And then they'll be like, will you marry with it? And then Obama being the
I should make them use my body now.
Who needs to
try? The fake.
He's been dating with you for 12 years.
He said, I'll call the exam.
Everybody knows.
He's an invader.
So if you say no,
what is it?
Which customer is coming again?
We come get on.
Nobody is coming.
You must go on customer.
And so you have to say yes.
Just make sure yes, sir.
Whether you don't like it or not.
Okay, then let's go.
And the guy is not that you say yes.
And the person is not that you say yes.
They are not trapped.
So then you don't.
Listen.
Listen.
Our ways are not the ways of the
world. Also, they say yes.
And of the world.
And for the devil.
Doing that will not guarantee you a good value.
That will look like you're
cheerful. That will guarantee you
that the husband will say, be faithful to you, do whatever you
say.
Dat
betekent dat de echtgenoot alles zal doen.
It doesn't guarantee nothing.
Het garandeert niks.
Because of everybody is doing it.
Omdat iedereen het doet.
All of us, we are also doing it.
Zijn wij allen ook aan het doen.
Christians are also doing it.
Mensen doen het ook.
Some people will put candles on the wall.
Mensen
and on the ground.
Mensen.
Some of people. It is a mistake,
waar in de Bijbel
zijn gezegd.
Maar omdat andere christenen het doen, willen wij het ook doen. Het belangrijke ding is dat je huwelijk
wordt geprotecteerd
naar God.
We have three sentences that I have to talk about.
Ik had drie dingen
aan het praten.
En ik ben er heel snel doorheen gegaan.
So, not to, you know, spend more time.
En niet om meer tijd te verspillen.
I have to bring it to an end.
Ik moet niet echt tot het einde komen.
But
maar ik had echt heel veel
dingen.
Want er waren drie.
En dan doe je jezelf. Je moet jezelf. Whether you are African Greek or whether you are faithful one.
Nou ben ik
ook
je dat je dood bent.
Maar
ik heb
een ding dat is nou in de
church. Ik heb
een ding die je doing wedding, they take
mensen die brengen.
It started from two bridesmaids.
Het gaat van twee.
It is now, and it's going to 5, and
looking at 5,
it is going to 10,
and it's coming at 10,
and so forth,
and further.
And even now, it is,
and now this is
I hear that in the bridesmaids, they have chief bridesmaids,
and the court of the maid of honor,
and they have also final bridesmaids or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going on and going on, and this thing they are bringing,
and they bring it to their church,
and it is not from God,
and it is not from God.
All these things you cannot buy, that's not
a
change of a good man.
Maar kan hem niet meer
so
doen.
That is what God wants to say that the body is good, appearance is good, but the
heart. Dat fysieke wel goed is, maar het gaat om het hart.
May God bless you.
Mag God jou zegenen.
Be on your feet.
Laten we allemaal opstaan alsjeblieft.
Let us put our
hands.